The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. We welcome our viewers of Madani Channel back to another episode of the program, The Challenges of Youth. Yes, in this program, we discuss various challenges that the youth do face. Sometimes others share in this challenge as well, but we discuss Islamic guidance as to how we can overcome these challenges. And today too, we have a beautiful topic of discussion, a very important topic of discussion. So do stay tuned all the way until the end of this program, inshallah azza wa jal, and we're going to receive much Islamic education, guidance in light of the Quran and the Sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before we get into our topic, let's first remind ourselves of the benefits that we receive when we recite salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever recites salat upon me once, Allah azza wa jalla showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah azza wa jalla, what a beautiful way to earn the mercy of Allah azza wa jalla, to be blessed with the mercy of Allah azza wa jalla by reciting salawat upon the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Now, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, today we're going to discuss a very important part of every Muslim's life, and that is repentance. Repentance, returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, returning to the court of your Rabb, Azza wa Jal. And we're going to discuss, when should one repent? Especially in youth, this is a thought that crosses the minds of the youth, that yes, I'm involved in so many different activities. Sometimes they could even be activities that some youth are involved in that are sinful activities, but we have our minds set on, well, many people live to 60 years, 70 years, possibly even 80 years, so repentance will come in its due time. So this might be the thought of many youth out there, but today we're going to understand and learn the reality. That really, is it that way or is it different? When is the right time to repent? That's an important question that inshallah azza wa jal, in today's program, we're going to answer that question as well. Do stay tuned. Let's listen to a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as we get back, we are going to get into our topic of discussion. Enjoy this kalam. Refresh yourself by listening to the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and feel close to your beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam.
Tere jaya, tere jaya, koi nahi, koi nahi, yahi bole sidra wale chamane jahan ke thale sabhi maine chhan dale tere paaye ka na paya tere paaye ka na paya tujhe yak ne yak banaya tujhe yak ne yak banaya tujhe yak ne yak banaya tere khulq ko haq ne azim kaha teri khilq ko haq ne jaleel kiya koi tujh sa hua hai na hoga shaha تیرے خالق حسن و ادا کی قسم ادا کی قسم ادا کی قسم
دنیا پہ آیا کوئی تیری نام مثال آقا دنیا پہ آیا کوئی تیری نام مثال آقا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
مکے رہن والے مدینے جان والے مکے رہن والے مدینے جان والے ٹھڈے کھان والے نو سینے لان والے ٹھڈے کھان والے نو سینے لان والے تیرے باجوں ڈگے نو کوئی نہیں سنبھالدا تیرے باجوں ڈگے نو کوئی نہیں سنبھالدا
لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
اب میری نگاہوں میں جچتا نہیں کوئی جیسے میرے سرکار ہیں ایسا نہیں کوئی تیریات صفتاں دا کوئی بھی حساب نہیں تیریات صفتاں دا کوئی بھی حساب نہیں تو تے کتھے تیرے غلاماں دا جواب نہیں تو تے کتھے تیرے غلاماں دا جواب نہیں حورانوں تو روپ ونڈے حبشی بلال دا حورانوں تو روپ ونڈے حبشی بلال دا
لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
چہرہ تیرا نور ونڈے ساری کائنات نو رب وی درود بھیجے ایک تیری ذات نو چہرہ تیرا نور ونڈے ساری کائنات نو چہرہ تیرا نور ونڈے ساری کائنات نو رب وی درود بھیجے ایک تیری ذات نو رب وی درود بھیجے ایک تیری ذات نو شیدائے زمانہ تیرے حسن و جمال دا شیدائے زمانہ تیرے حسن و جمال دا
رب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
اشارے سے چاند چیر دیا چھپے ہوئے خور کو پھیر لیا گئے ہوئے دل کو اثر کیا یہ تاب و تاوان تمہارے لیے کر کے دعا سونا سورج نو موڑ دا کر کے دعا سونا سورج نو موڑ دا آپے چن توڑ دا تے آپے چن جوڑ دا آپے چن توڑ دا تے آپے چن جوڑ دا بگڑی بناوے میرے نبی دا اشارہ بگڑی بناوے میرے نبی دا اشارہ
رب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
کہندی اے حلیمہ مکھ ویکھ لج پال دا کہندی اے حلیمہ مکھ ویکھ لج پال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا چودویں دا چن نالے عرشاں دا تارا چودویں دا چن نالے عرشاں دا تارا قسم خدا دی مینوں سب نالوں پیارا قسم خدا دی مینوں سب نالوں پیارا ہوکا دیوا تیرے میں سچے پیارا دا ہوکا دیوا تیرے میں سچے پیارا دا جیوندا اے ظہوری نا لے کے تیرے یارا دا جیوندا اے ظہوری نا لے کے تیرے یارا دا منگتا میں تیرا تیرے در تیری آل دا ہاں منگتا میں تیرا تیرے در تیری آل دا
رب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا دنیا تے آیا کوئی تیری نہ مثال دا دنیا تے آیا کوئی تیری نہ مثال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
Subhanallah, subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And each time you listen to the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't we feel the closeness to the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Don't we feel the yearning to visit the blessed city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Madinah, Al-Munawwarah. May Allah azza wa jal take you all, take us all with our families and our Murshid Kareem to the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwarah. Ameen, ameen, bijahi khatam al-Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today's topic of discussion, yes, we're going to discuss the topic of repentance, of turning to Allah Azza wa Jal and returning to the court of our Rabb Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Remember, Allah Azza wa Jal loves those who repent. Allah Azza wa Jal loves those who repent. And we came here to please Allah Azza wa Jal. We want and we desire the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran regarding those who He loves Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal says,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يحب التوابين.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal loves those who repent abundantly. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Those who repent abundantly, they are beloved in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't we want to be beloved in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Here's a beautiful way. We need to turn to Allah Azza wa Jal, to return to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what tawbah is. Tawbah, we often know it as repentance, but it's not just repentance. It is complete repentance in such a way that you return to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many people are involved in many activities throughout their lives. Some of those activities may be good, whilst some of those activities that many people are involved in are not so good. And we tend to have this conscience, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah Azza wa Jal that we have this conscience that if someone is doing something bad, then they recognize that bad and they feel regret, they feel bad about doing that action. This is beautiful, this feeling is beautiful, it's a sign of Iman, it stems from Iman, that if ever you fall prey to any trick of shaitan, if ever you make a mistake, if ever you do something wrong, then during that time, you feel guilty about it. Even after that time, you feel guilty about it. This is an important feeling because this forms the basis of repentance. Remember, if one does not feel bad about the bad that he or she might do, then where is the chance and where is the opportunity of repenting from that? Where is the chance and the opportunity of making tawbah, of asking Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness for that wrong, for that sin? So it's important that if anyone ever falls prey to the tricks of shaitan, then there should be a feeling of guilt whilst committing that action and after committing that action as well. So that recognition of the sin is of utmost importance. That if someone does something wrong, we must recognize it. We must admit it. That is the first step to repentance. That is the first step to turning to Allah Azza wa Jal and returning to the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and pleading for forgiveness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we learned just now that Allah Azza wa Jal loves those who repent abundantly. So subhanallah Azza wa Jal, if we repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, we become beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we all do make mistakes. Yes, we do make mistakes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that all humans make mistakes. All humans make mistakes. So sometimes we might come too hard down upon ourselves that, I've made a mistake. I've done something wrong. And then we think that that is the end of the world. No, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah Azza wa Jal has kept the door of Tawbah open for us. Allah Azza wa Jal has kept the door of repentance open for us. We need to repent before we leave the dunya. We need to repent before we die. Now the question is that if all human beings do make mistakes, then are there any good human beings? Are there any good human beings? Are there good people around us? Since all of them tend to make mistakes? Yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that all humans make mistakes, and the best of those who make mistakes are those who repent. The best of those who make mistakes are those who repent. So yes, we too make mistakes. Yes, we too might commit sins. We might do something wrong. We might fall prey to the tricks of shaitan. But if we want to be the best, if we want to be good, we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we need to repent. This repentance needs to happen, a sincere repentance. We have to do before we leave the world. Now, the big question, when are we going to leave the world? If any of us knows, or we have any certificate, or we have any set time period that we know of, that I'm going to live for this many days, this many years, this many months, then perhaps we can set our time that by this certain age, I will repent. But who knows that? Which one of us knows how long we are going to live for? All of us, alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us with life. Thus we are watching this program and thus we are gaining Islamic knowledge. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we have been blessed with life. There were those who were also blessed with life, but then they faced death. And many people we knew, they were with us, they spent time with us, they were in our communities, they were musallis at the masajid that we perform salah at. They were neighbors in our neighborhood. They didn't know when maut was going to come. They didn't know when they were going to face death. Suddenly, death came. Suddenly, death came and put an end to the desires of the world and put an end to the comforts of the world. Death has put an end to the sins that people have committed. And yes, death has put an end to them being able to do new good deeds. Yes, death does come and it comes suddenly. So you and I know that we are going to die. We all know we are going to leave this world, but we don't know when we are going to leave this world. So how is it that we can now plan that when I reach the age of 30, or when I reach 40, or 50, or 60, or 70, then I'm going to make tawbah? How do we know we'll reach that age? How many youngsters have laid in the ghusl khana? How many youngsters have been buried under the soil? How many youngsters that had big dreams that I'm going to live for such a long period of time? I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to set myself up in this way, I'm going to marry, I'm going to have children, I'm going to achieve these heights in my career. How many of them have left the dunya before they saw those days, before they enjoyed those moments? So we don't know when is our time. And so our time could be next month, or it could be next week, or it could be tomorrow, or it could be today, or it could be in the next hour, it could be in the next minute. Allahu A'lam, we don't know when we are going to leave this world. So when should we repent? When should we turn to Allah Azza wa Jal? When should we return to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, we are included among those who make mistakes. We have erred. We have made mistakes. We admit our mistakes, but oh Allah Azza wa Jal, we want to return to you. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, we are in need of your forgiveness. When are we going to do that? Before our death? And we don't know when death is going to come. So when is the time to repent? Yes, the time to repent is now. The time to repent is now, for we don't have a guarantee of the next moment, but alhamdulillah, we are alive in this moment. We don't have a guarantee of the next hour, of the next minute, of the next second, but alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, we are alive in this moment. So that means we don't have a guarantee that we will be able to repent in the next hour, or the next day, or the next week, but alhamdulillah, you do have the opportunity. I do have the opportunity. We all do have the opportunity that whilst we still have life in our bodies, we can repent. We can turn to Allah Azza wa Jal and ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive our sins. So how are we going to repent? We want to repent. We want to return to Allah Azza wa Jal. We want to do tawbah. But how is it that we are going to repent? How is it that we are going to do tawbah and return to the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and seek forgiveness? Yes, that too requires ilm adeen. It requires knowledge. What do we need to do? What are the steps of tawbah? Firstly, very important step of tawbah is to recognize our sin. To recognize our sin, to admit our sin that yes, I have erred. Yes, I have made mistakes. Yes, I have done wrong. Yes, I have fallen prey to the tricks of shaitan. That this certain thing that I have done, it is a sin. We need to turn to Allah Azza wa Jal and admit our sin. Yes, we don't need to admit our sin to other people, to go to people and say, I've committed this sin and that sin and that sin. No, no. We want forgiveness from Allah Rabbul Izzah. We want forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. And we need to admit our sin in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we have many sins, we need to admit those sins. We need to acknowledge that we have done that wrong. Sometimes it might be verbal. Sometimes others are not going to be able to hear us. Sometimes we might not be able to hear ourselves. Sometimes we might turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. In the depths of our hearts, we are turning to our Rabb, subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the depths of our hearts, such that we ourselves cannot hear that voice. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of the condition of the heart, that we are admitting that, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I have wronged myself. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. What a beautiful dua that, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, we have wronged ourselves. We have wronged ourselves, and if you do not forgive us and have mercy upon us, then most definitely we will be amongst those who are in loss. And we need to feel regret. We need to feel regret. We need to feel remorse for the sins that we have committed. That is a very important part of tawbah. In fact, that is the main foundation of tawbah. To feel regret. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us that that regret, that remorse, that is the asl of tawbah. That's the main pillar of tawbah. That we must feel remorse, regret in our hearts for having committed that sin. We must not feel proud of the sin. Sometimes people might boast about their sins. What regret is this? What regret is this? If one has disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jal, this is not something to boast about. This is something to feel ashamed about. We need to feel ashamed for having committed the wrong. Then, after we admit our sin and we feel ashamed for having done the wrong, make a promise in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm not going to return to this wrong. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm not going to return to this sin. I don't ever intend to commit this sin again. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I don't want to disobey you again. So subhanallah Azza wa Jal, now that you have admitted the sin, then you have felt ashamed, you felt remorse for having committed the sin. And now that you've made a firm intention never to return to the sin again, now it is time to ask Allah Azza wa Jal that, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, please forgive my sin. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, please forgive my sin from the depths of our hearts. With all sincerity, we should cry in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the court for us to cry in. That is the court for us to plead in. The blessed court of our Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should beg Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive us. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, please forgive my sins. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, please forgive me. You can do so in any language, whatever language you are comfortable with. If you are comfortable with English, then do so in English. If you are comfortable in Arabic, then do so in Arabic. If you are comfortable with Urdu, or Swahili, or Punjabi, or Chichewa, whatever the language is, Allah Azza wa Jal knows what you feel. Allah Azza wa Jal knows what you are saying. And so turn to our Rabb, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and plead for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Allah Azza wa Jal is most merciful. He is Ghafoor. He is Rahim, He is Rahman, He is Sattar, He has covered our sins. Allah Azza wa Jal has forgiven many before us, and Allah Azza wa Jal can forgive us too. We just need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we've done any wrong, such that we need to repay for that wrong that we have done. For example, if someone missed a salah, then he needs to catch up, he needs to cover up for that salah. And how will he do so? He needs to perform his qadha of that salah. And so, he should try to perform that qadha. If someone had missed a fast, then he or she needs to cover up for that fast. They need to perform a qadha for that fast. And so, they should do so. If someone owed zakah, then they need to still pay that zakah. And so, they should do so. And if someone has wronged anyone else, then they need to ask for maaf. They need to ask for forgiveness from that person. If we've taken someone's haqq, we need to return that. If we've taken someone's right, we need to return that. It's not such that you've stolen from someone and you just say, Astaghfirullah, and we think that it's all forgiven. No, if we've taken from someone, we need to return that. We've taken their right, we need to return their right, and we need to ask them for forgiveness as well. So subhanallah Azza wa Jal, these are ways, or this is the way to repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Few steps, let's go through them quickly. We need to admit our sin in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Acknowledge it. Step number two, we need to feel remorse in our hearts for having committed that sin. The third step, we need to make a firm intention never to return to the sin. And the fourth step, we need to plead in the court of Allah azza wa jal for forgiveness for that sin. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Then after we've completed that, if we have any responsibility still on our shoulders, we need to fulfill that. So miss salah, we need to cover up for that. Yes, make some arrangement, make some planning, set some schedule that I'm going to cover my miss salah in this way, that I'm going to cover my miss zakah in this way. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will help you and you will fulfill that. You will fulfill those responsibilities with the help of Allah Azza wa Jal, but we need to make that effort. If we've taken someone's haq, someone's right, we need to return their right to them. And subhanallah Azza wa Jal, if you are going to do so, if you're going to make that effort, if you're going to turn to Allah Azza wa Jal and plead in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness, if you do tawbah, if you repent, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive you. Be certain, feel confident, our Rabb Azza wa Jal will forgive us. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, He Azza wa Jal told us in the Holy Quran regarding His mercy and that we should never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The believer never loses hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember this, the believer never loses hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Say you, O my bondsmen who have committed excess against their own souls, despair not of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jal forgives all sins. Verily, He Azza wa Jal is the forgiving, the merciful. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Do not despair in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. Plead for forgiveness. Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive us. Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive you. You just have to make the effort. You want to leave sins? Ask Allah Azza wa Jal for help. Allah Azza wa Jal will help us. We just need to make the effort. We need to do tawbah. We need to do tawbah before we leave this world. We don't know when we leave. And so, the time to repent is right now. The time to repent is right now. We don't have a guarantee of tomorrow. We don't have a guarantee of the next day. We don't know how long we're going to live for. But we have life now. Allah has blessed us with life now. Let's return to the court of our Rabb Azza wa Jalla now. Let us repent now and let us live lives that are pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jalla. We can do it with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So turn to our Rabb, the one who can help us. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us with the tawfiq and enthusiasm to act upon the good that we have learned. May Allah bless us with true repentance, with accepted repentance. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us, our spouses, our progeny, our children, our families. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us acceptance in His blessed court. And may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us lives that please Him Azza wa Jalla. Ameen bi jahi khatam al-Nabiyyin. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. You stay tuned to Madani Channel. Stay attached to the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, continuously receiving motivations to repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to live lives that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.